morning, good morning, good morning. Come on now, where everybody at? I let you sleep a little bit later. Come on. Oh, my God, my God. Listen, listen, listen. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Now, listen, I want you to just begin to just give the Lord praise in advance for what he's already doing and what he's going to do for you shortly. It has nothing to do with me, has nothing to do with this broadcast, but it has everything to do with your covenant relationship, your covenant birthright inheritance connection with Elohim, Father, okay? Now listen, here's what we got to, the Bible says, with all you're getting, get understanding. It also says that we need to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Listen, we are not some slave servants trying to appease an omniscient being, deity, or God, okay? We are the children of the Most High, and we have a birthright inheritance to all that God is, all that Elohim is, all that God. I'm going to say it again. Come on now. Hey, glory. Hey, Kesha. Woo, my God, my God. You better get this right now. Oh, my God. Come on now. You better get it. Get it right now. High glory. We don't have to beg. Woo, my God. Hey, Kesha. Woo, my God. Oh, my God. We listen. Here's the key. Here's the key. Good morning, Brother Reggie. Uncle Reg, come on now. Here's the key. You have dominion and authority. Dominion and authority only go to sons, okay? Now, ladies, you know when I say sons, it has nothing to do with gender. Has everything to do with your covenant birthright connection with the Father, okay? Now, listen. We're going to break something down to you. And now, listen, I just want to encourage you this morning, and I want to pray for those online, amen, and for those who are going to watch the replay. Listen, high glory. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The Bible says you have not because you ask not. But listen, you must know how to ask, okay? You're not asking like someone who doesn't have a right. Oh, come on now. Who's not already connected to the inheritance. You have a blood-bought divine sonship connection, high glory, to the inheritance of God. Come on now. Oh, my God, my God. Come on now. Father, we thank you. Less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And Father, we'll be ever so careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Devil, we serve you. Notice that no weapon formed against us will prosper. No weapon formed against us will prosper. I'm going to say it again. No weapon formed against us will prosper. I'm going to say it again. No weapon formed against you will prosper. Woo, my God. Oh, my God. There it is. There it is. Mm-hmm. You thought that you were fighting a losing battle, but no. No, here's the key. You've already won. Come on now, someone type it. I already won. It is so. Come on now. Woo, my God, my God, my God, my God. Now listen, grab your Bible, your coffee, your tea, your smoothie, whatever it is that you drink in the morning. Let's go to the Word. I was said to blow the trumpet in Zion and sound the alarm. Okay. Now, listen, if you missed yesterday's broadcast, then you just need to go back there and just catch up. Okay. Because the past couple of weeks with the Hour of Power, and we've been touching just scratching the surface on some of the areas about the power. Now, listen, here it is, the power of this grace of acceptance. Now listen, 5785, which is God's year, God's calendar year. According to God's calendar, we are in the season of 57:85. And the Lord spoke and said, this is your season of multiplied and abundant grace. Someone type, I receive it. Come on now. Okay. Hey, glory. Hikisha. So we're going to go to Ephesians 1, but I want to also remind us, glory, Hikisha. Woo, my God. Grace of acceptance, okay? Okay. My God. Hold on here. I'm just going to type something into my little chat box here. So the significance of this grace of acceptance. First of all, when you understand that, first of all, this season of a multiply and abundant grace connects us to Romans chapter 5, okay? Romans chapter 5, okay? And it says, moreover, verse 20, moreover, the law entered that the offense or the sin might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound, okay? And we define this word grace. I know up in times past that it's been defined as unmerited favor, but that's not deep enough, okay? Yes, it is true. There's nothing that you can do to receive grace, okay? Grace is a part of your covenant connection relationship with Elohim, okay? Because the grace of God is his power, his grace, his supernatural presence on your life to do what he created and called you to do. You're one of the divinely and appointed ones, okay? Grace, okay? The power of divine. It's the power of the divine, okay? It's the power of the divine. Oh, my God. Woo, high glory. It's his, oh my God, it's God exerting his holy influence on you. Oh my God. So it's spiritual. It's supernatural. There's nothing you can do to get it because he gives it to you. For God so loved the world that he what? Gave. So when it comes from the Father, it is given. So what you got to first understand, and in this season of multiplied grace, it's your season to abound. This word abound means to be abundantly furnished with, to overflow, to furnish one richly, okay? So this is something that the Father, you're being furnished. He's given you everything you need. He said, and my God shall supply all of your need. All. See, there's that power of all. The power of all. Hold on here. Let me fix the camera here. There we go. And my God shall supply all. Someone type all. Come on now. Someone type all. It is so. Let me just move this here. Got to move my little laptop here. Hold on. There we go. If I can get a better. All right. There we go. Know why it keeps going. Let's see here. So once again, this power of all, this a power of abounding. Okay, you're going to abound. Okay, this is oh my God. Woo, you're going to multiply. Why? Because it's going to be the season that you are, that the grace is multiplied. Okay. High glory. Come on now. There we go. There we go. We're getting better there. Okay. So now, let's take a next look at this. Okay. Romans chapter 8. Okay. Now, here's the key to walking in this grace. Now, listen, we've been talking about this grace of acceptance. Okay. And we're going to get there. But first of all, our glory, he came shot. Woo, my God. Oh, my God. This is powerful. And this is why today I'm going to take time to pray over your life, over your situation, over these areas where it seems like the enemy is trying to attack. He's trying to get you to quit. He's trying to get you to stop. He's trying to keep you stuck in your old ways, in your old mindsets. Here we go. Verse 27, Romans chapter 8. Verse 27. Then we're going to go to Ephesians chapter 1, and then I'm going to pray for you, okay? Romans chapter 8. Then we're going to go to Ephesians chapter 1, okay? Look at what it says. And he that searches the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit. Okay, here we go. Because he maketh intercession for the saints according to what? The will of God. This is all what this is about, is God helping you to fulfill your purpose. And we know, so he's still talking, and we know all things work together for good. All things work together. Here's that all again. All things work together for good to them that love God. Come on now. And to those who are what? The called. He didn't say called. He said the called. Specifically, this phrase, the called, is broken down as the kaya of God. Okay, hold on. Let me get this definition. Oh, hold on. It is broken down as the, the called is the kletos of God, which means the invited, okay? Called to office, the divinely selected and appointed is the kletos, okay? Divine, that means God selected and appointed, which means he has to empower. Oh my God. Woo, for my God shall supply. Oh, my God. He's not using your supply. Your supply will diminish. It will deteriorate. Oh, it will rust. Huh? But he says, my supply, there is no end. Oh, come on, come on, come on. Woo. This is why Jesus said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it how? More abundantly. Ooh, that's why he said, man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every what? Word that proceeded out of the mouth of God does man live. Why? Because you need the word and understanding to activate the power. Ha, glory. No word, no understanding, no power. Oh, my God. Woo! And this is why you have to understand. This is not going to be your doing, okay? This is going to be God moving things for on your behalf. Ephesians chapter 1, okay? Woo, my God. Verse 3, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, and we're going to stop here, then I'm going to pray over you, okay? Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with what? All spiritual blessings. Woo! This word blessing, it means empowerment to prosper. In the Greek, it's the eulogia of God, which means, listen, consecration. Woo! My God, my God. Are you getting this? Ah, glory. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, chosen us in him. 2 Timothy chapter 1. We were in Christ before the world began. Oh, come on. It's spiritual. Woo! You were at the beginning. You were at creation. Because in order for God to give you power and dominion, you had to be there at creation. Oh, my God. Woo! My God, my God. I'm going to type that right now. Oh, my God. God, my God. Oh, woo, this is going to blow. See, this is making the devil shake. Woo, let me just type this. In order for you to have dominion and authority. Make sure I can authority over creation. You must have been there at creation. Woo! Woo! You better get this. You better get this in order. Listen, in order for God to say, and let them have dominion over the fish, over the fire, over the cattle, and over all creeping and living things, except other men. You had to be there at creation, because creation starts in the mind of God, which means you were in God. He had you on his mind, so that way you would always have dominion and authority to act and move like God. Come on. Oh, my God. Woo! Oh, my gosh. And he has, having predestinated us into the adoption of children, by Jesus Christ, unto the adoption of what? Children, by Jesus Christ, to himself, according to the good pleasure of his what? Will. To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein, to the praise of the glory of his what? Grace, wherein he hath made us accepted, oh my God, in the beloved. You are accepted by God. Come on now. Woo! Nobody else needs to accept you. The Father accepts you. And when he accepts you, the Bible says, if God be for you, who can be against you? Listen, it's your time. It's your season. This is why you are who you are. This is why you've got the talents and the gifts that you have. Because the Bible says the gifts of God are without repentance. He gives you the gifts. He gives you the tools. He gives you everything that you need for you to be successful. And now what you have to do is tap in to your inheritance. You have to tap in to your inheritance, to into your relationship. You must tap in. This is, hey, there we go, Quinteros. You must tap into who you are. You are the divinely called and appointed. You are the divine offspring. You are, woo, the siblings of Yahshua HaMashiach. You have dominion and authority. Why? Because you are the children of the Most High. And, woo, if you're his children, then what do you think God will do to take care of his children? This is why the Bible says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. See, when you give your seed, this is how we show our connection to him. Okay? This is how we show the connection to him. Listen, sow your seed. Get your 5785. Come on. Oh, my God. Get your 157.85. Listen, high glory. I'm still needing help. Listen, I have to leave on my trip on Thursday. Listen, still trying to get some things taken care of. So for those of you that can sow into my Cash App and do it as a teruma, amen. The Bible says that when you put it into the hand of the priest will cause the blessing to rest in your house. Okay, when you sow into my Cash App, into my Zelle, into my PayPal, okay, $2 Prophet MD Bryant. Now you're doing the teruma, and you open the mouth of the priest and prophet, and God honors the mouth of the priest. Lift your hand. Father, I thank you that as they sow your seed, as they sow their seed, whether into restored ministries or whether by teruma, I speak that you said, give and it shall be given. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Father, right now, heal, save, move, and deliver. Father, I pray over the lives, spirit, soul, body, and financially. Father, I declare and decree that they are blessed and highly favored. Father, I declare and decree that they are walking in the grace of acceptance. You accept them. You receive them. And Father, they are walking in your purpose because you have empowered them for purpose. Devil, I serve you. Notice there is no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. So you cannot guilt, shame, or or fear, doubt, and unbelief them, because they are covered by the blood. In Jesus' mighty name, Father, I speak. Father, I speak the word of healing, spirit, soul, body, and financially. Father, I declare and decree right now, as they're sowing seed, high glory, I declare and decree ailments in the body, infections, whew, bronchitis is healed in the name of Jesus. High glory. Whew, my God, my God. Osteoporosis is healed in the name of Jesus. Now listen, you must do what needs to be done to change your lifestyle to activate and walk in the healing. The Bible says faith without works is dead, being alone. So if you need to change your diet, if you need to start walking, if you need to exercise, if whatever you need to do to change, that the healing, woo, shall remain. Father, I declare and decree, oh my God, Alzheimer's and dementia, my glory, is healed. My glory, Ike Shatara Bababakosha. Oh my God, Father, right now. Yes, oh God. Blood cancers, high glory. Lymphoma, Hodgkin's, high glory. Cancers, woo, are destroyed. Mutating cells are destroyed in the name of Yahshua. High glory. Woo! Jehovah, woo, Rapha is on the scene. The healer, debt, lack, and poverty is destroyed. Woo, my God, because your finances are being healed right now. Because my God shall supply all of your need. Our glory. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Yes, congestive heart failure is healed. Your heart, woo, is restored and renewed and works at 100%. Not 50 or 30, but 100. Woo, our glory. Yes, arthritis is being healed. Rheumatoid arthritis is being healed right now. Fractures, bone fractures. Oh, my God. Bone diseases are being healed right now. There are some people online dealing with bone issues. Who, glory. Not just arthritis, but fractures and breaks. Our glory. Woo, Father. Strengthen and harden the bones. Woo, ha glory, hikesha, that it will be able to uphold the power of the purpose of God in their lives. In Jesus' mighty name. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah, glory, glory, glory. Hey, torama kosha taraba. Father, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, oh God. In the name of Yahshua HaMashiach, I give you praise. I give you praise. I give you praise in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said, amen. Listen, sow your seed. Don't miss this week. Listen, help me out. Help the pastor out. Listen, I'm still trying to get some details done. Listen, high glory. If those of you that can sow the 557 or even the 5,557 to help the ministry, to get prepared for what, listen, next Sunday we will be teaching from the word of 2025 and what God is saying in 2025. Trust me, you don't want to miss it. Oh, my God. Thank you for joining in. Be blessed. That's right. It is so.